but to order by mail, request offer 148 and mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Notzi, Maranatha.
The following program on Life 99 WJMM is paid for by Hope Is Here Ministries.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to ask you today, have you got hope? Have you got hope? Obviously, you know if you listen to Hope Is Here very often, that is the foundation of this ministry, believing that there's always hope because of Jesus, and excited today to talk to you about how can you have hope, especially when life is really, really challenging and just discouraging at times. You're weary, exhausted, and I really believe you'll be blessed by today and tomorrow's programs. But I got to ask you a question, though. Have you ever had one of those embarrassing moments where you hope that no one is watching you? Well, several years ago, I had one of those moments. Back before everyone had cell phones, there used to be this thing called payphone. Does anybody remember that? Payphones? I know I'm showing my age now, but I was actually sitting at an old Applebee's on Richmond Road, and I remember that I'd forgotten to call somebody back, and so I went to go use the payphone, and while I was in there talking on the phone, somebody came in. And here's the crazy part. I forgot to tell this part. At Applebee's on Richmond Road, when it used to be, it was one right this past news circle there, when you would go in, they actually had, believe it or not, the payphones in the bathrooms. So I'm in the men's bathroom on the phone talking and completing this call, return call I need to make. And then all of a sudden this lady comes in and goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And so I just went and looked, you know, so no, it's the men's. Well, next thing I know, about 15 seconds later, she's back and she's looking at me and she goes, "No, you're in the women's bathroom. This is the women's bathroom." And I'm thinking, you have got to be kidding me. So I said, "Hey, man, I'm going to have to call you back." So I get off there, and so you can imagine that as soon as I got off there, I just made a quick exit and got to my car and just went down the road to find another payphone. And I can laugh about that now because I was hoping nobody else saw me in the restaurant leaving the women's bathroom. Like I said, thankfully, cell phones didn't have cameras back then, and only people that had cell phones were really, really rich. So but, you know, the fact of the matter is we all have moments in our life where we experience something embarrassing and we hope nobody's looking at that. But, you know, I can laugh about it now. And that's one of the things I'm just trying to learn over the last decade of my life is just, you know, learn to laugh at myself and the humor situations that God puts us in. Because, you know, for honest life can be really hard, right? And maybe that's where you're at today. You're just in a really challenging and difficult season of life. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, are overrated in life. There's sports teams that are overrated, movies, restaurants. You know, somebody tells you about a new restaurant, you get reservations or you wait in line if they don't accept them. And then you try the meal. He's like, "Yeah, it was okay." Somebody tells you about a new movie and you watch it. And you're like, that's an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back. Overrated. Your sports team. I mean, I've been a lifelong suffering Dallas Cowboys fan, and over the past decade, man, been a lot of disappointments there, and just like, yeah, we're overrated again. But there's one thing that I know that's not overrated, and that is hope. We all need hope, and it's easy to get discouraged when we are hopeless. And I'm so thankful that when we get stressed out, burned out, and worn out, it's hope that gives us new energy. When we are just tempted to throw in the towel in life, it's hope that keeps us going. When we lose our way in our confusion and it just throws us into a maze of uncertainty, doubting if God's even there, it's the hope of Jesus that can take us the edge off the panic that maybe we're experiencing inside our hearts and our minds. And, you know, sometimes when we face the music of a bad decision, just, you know, an unwise decision, we've all made them, man, it's just that hope that God just provides through his son, Jesus. And, you know, as just thinking about Easter and, you know, that the tomb was empty. It's just that powerful reminder. It's not just a day we celebrate one day a year. It's a reminder that hope was alive because Jesus had conquered death, and we can have hope. And, you know, I mean, when we have a lingering illness, man, it's hope that helps us hang on through the pain. People that are wrestling with a crippling addiction, and they try to get sober, it's just doing that one day that helps us. And I'm so thankful for that, too, that, you know, we just say just for 24 hours, as Gary Black told me a few years ago, man, or well, now it's been several years ago. Wow, time flies and you're having fun. But he just said, you know, hey, man, do you have enough hope to get through to noon? We were talking like at 8:30 that morning. And I said, yeah, I've got enough hope to get through noon. He said, okay. He said, you got lunch plans? I said, yeah, I'm actually having lunch with somebody. He goes, okay. He said, well, do you have enough time, hope after at 1 o'clock? Let's say you have an hour lunch, 12 to 1. You got enough hope to get you to 1 to 5? And I said, yeah, I sure do. And so, you know, sometimes we're trying to figure out what God's going to do in a situation, and we're trying to figure out 5 years, you know, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 days from now. And sometimes we just need to have enough hope for just 3 hours, okay? And, you know, we all want to know what the future's like. And God said, you know, without vision, the people shall perish. But there's some seasons, friends, I've learned, I've just got to have enough hope for that minute, for that hour, and sometimes just for 3 or 4 hour segments. And that helps me sometimes just kind of get my tank that is hopeless, get my spiritual tank back to hopeful. And I'm thankful to know that hope just helps us. Single parents, having been through a divorce and a bankruptcy, it was the hope of Jesus that he restores what the locusts have eaten. And I'm here to tell you that over 25 years later, that's true. That Romans 8:28, when it says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, that it lets us know that, you know what? Hey, we are can have hope because Jesus is going to be with us and help us there. And so be encouraged by hope, and know just the importance of hope. And I love 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. It says, there are three things that remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And I'm so thankful, friends, that, you know, sandwiched in between faith and love is hope. And that is central to our life. I mean, I don't think you can have faith without hope. I don't think you can love others without hope. And I believe that God's a God of details. And I think that's exactly why God strategically had Paul share that verse, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But he knew that faith and love need to be connected to hope. And so I got to ask you this question today. Have you got hope? Have you got hope? And we all need it. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 is the foundational verse, the foundational verse for Hope Is Here Ministries back in December of 2017. It's amazing that this December we'll be celebrating our 8th anniversary. So, so thankful for the many, many ministry partners we have that have sacrificed financially, some of them on a monthly basis, some that just give quarterly, some when we give, send out our biannual newsletter. We send out one in June and December. We only ask for financial support in June and December. We've been blessed to have a summer matching gift the past 3 summers of somebody that really believes in Hope Is Here Ministry. We do a matching gift of up to $10,000, and you've helped us be able to achieve and secure that $10,000 matching grant by your support in the summer. But I'm so thankful that we have several people that give support Hope Is Here Ministry with a $10 a month gift. We have a handful that do more than that a month, $100. Somebody else that does $500. I mean, it's just people that have been blessed by this ministry, and they really want to stop suicide. And we were trying to just eliminate, because Jesus warned us in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in the next breath, Jesus said, but I have come since you may have life and have it to the full. But make no mistake about it, friends. There's an enemy that comes to steal and kill and destroy. And he wants to take your life. He wants to kill your hopes and dreams. He wants you to end your life. And that's the destroy part of John 10:10. But Romans 15, verse 13, the foundational verse that God gave me when we started this ministry back in 2017 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, friends, I love that verse. And honestly, I just really read that verse before, but like I've shared on this program over the past 7 years, you know, you can read the same verse, but because you're in a different season of life, you need to hear that. And the Holy Spirit shows you that. And you just know that you know that that's the verse God's given you. And that's the one God gave me. Is I just said, Father, we want to base this upon your word. And so if you're going to have hope, you got to first and foremost look at your source of hope. Because a lot of us just, you know, if we're honest, our source of hope is our stuff, you know, what kind of job we have, our title at our job, what kind of car we drive, house, our neighborhood where we live in, our kids, our grandkids, you know, how many followers we have on social media. I mean, the list just goes on and on of things that we kind of put our source of hope in. And you know that I'm a guy that's definitely a grace-filled guy. I've need extended my life several times. But I also want to speak truth and love to you. As John said, that Jesus came full of truth and grace. And I want to speak truth today. And obviously always grace, but some truth today. Be honest. What is your source of hope today? What is your source of hope? It could be in your own gifts and abilities. And yet, man, I'm hoping that we can change that, because I know sometimes we get worried, discouraged. We kind of ask that question, you know, when we're hopeless, does God even care? Does God even care? Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6 tells us, God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And then I love just a couple verses later in Hebrews 13, verse 8, it tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, friends, I want you to know today that God cares and you can have hope because of that, even though you may feel lonely right now. I also know for some of you, maybe right now you're even listening or watching this on our YouTube channel, and you're saying, you know what, man, Greg, I got tears running down my face because I really am wondering if God cares. And I'm so thankful. I love Psalm 56, verse 8 in the Message version. It says, you've kept track of my every toss and turn through the sleepless nights. Each tear is entered in your ledger. Each ache of mine is written in your book. And friends, there's so many other scriptures I could share that just let you know that God cares about you and God hurts when you hurt. And, you know, just want you to know that when you're walking through a valley, man, I love being on the mountaintop, but to be honest with you, I've grown most in my personal relationship with Jesus when I've walked through the valleys. And friends, I've learned that I really do believe God has a purpose behind every problem that we have. And, you know, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And friends, I've found that to be true in my life. And I'm so thankful that we can stand on that today and know that. And just don't be discouraged because you're going through some really, really challenging seasons of life and think that God has forgotten you. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to share with you tomorrow, so I hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow, four things that I believe can help you keep hope in the darkest of situations and in the deepest valleys when you're walking through them on this side of heaven. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Ketamine is a novel and new treatment option for depression, PTSD, OCD, and anxiety. Ketamine can help with these and certain chronic pain conditions as well. Patients who have failed conventional treatments have often found ketamine to be the effective treatment that they have been searching for. To find out if ketamine is an option for you, visit BluegrassKetamineCenter.com. That's BluegrassKetamineCenter.com. Life.